This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Charles Manson. The name itself is synonymous with evil. A killer who did no killing, but whose crimes shocked the world. In August 1969, followers of his cult broke into the Hollywood home of Sharon Tate. The pregnant actress, who was married to the director Roman Polanski, was brutally murdered, along with four of her friends. The next night, the so-called Manson family killed again, tying up and murdering a wealthy couple. This was the ramshackle ranch in Death Valley, where Manson lived in a commune with his young runaway fans. They apparently used LSD and saw the guitar-playing ex-convict as a kind of saint, or perhaps a devil. Charles Manson was charged not with wielding a knife or firing a gun, but with controlling and directing the killers.
I don't accept the court. I don't accept the whole situation. You know, like I was in the desert minding my business. This confusion belongs to you. It's your confusion. I don't have any confusion. I don't have any guilt. I know what I've done, and no man can judge me. I judge me.
What have you done, Charlie?
And why had he done it? Apparently to spark a race war. It would be called Helter Skelter, and he would use it to seize power. In 1971, Manson was sentenced to death on 7 counts of murder, later commuted to life in prison. Over the years, Charles Manson applied for parole time and time again, but he died a prisoner, having shattered the peace and love of the 1960s with diabolical violence.
Well, Charles Manson, dead at 83 after spending some 50 years, almost half a century in jail. And four of the remaining members of the family that are were arrested, Scott, three are still in jail? Is that correct? Who committed the murder still alive, three are still alive, two behind bars. Susan Atkins admitting to killing Tate, saying on the witness stand during the penalty phase, "I was stoned, man, stoned on acid." Sad, pitiful stories of evil, how it can grab a hold of people and cause them to do the unconscionable things. Atkins died in 2009 at the age of 61 of brain cancer at the Central California Women's Facility. Linda Kasabian, who said to have served as lookout on the night of the Tate Mansion murders, turned herself in, was indicted, but was given immunity in return for her testimony. Patricia Krenwinkel chased and murdered Abigail Folger, the heiress to the coffee company and close friend of Tate. Krenwinkel stabbed Folger numerous times. The next day she stabbed Lino and Rosemary LaBianca. And in the body of Lino, she plunged a carving fork. She wrote "Death to Pigs" in the blood on the walls of the couple's home. Krenwinkel was convicted of first-degree murder, like Manson and other members of his group. She repeatedly has been denied parole. Charles Tex Watson, what a sad story. I mean, he was a former youth leader, honor roll student. Was considered to be Manson's right-hand man after meeting the cult leader at the home of Beach Boys member Dennis Wilson. After the murders, he fled to his native Texas, fighting extradition to California. Watson was convicted of first-degree murder in prison. He founded Abounding Love Ministries and wrote an autobiography, "Will You Die for Me?" A chapter closed with the death of one Charles Manson, dead at 83. I think it was interesting. I don't know if you've seen some of the video of Manson, and they've covered up the swastika that was in the middle of his forehead. I'm not sure why. I mean, he was known to have that. I mean, it became quite a signature, an aspect of the Manson brand was that swastika. I don't know, in a politically correct society, again, we're having a hard time dealing with the truth, even in his death. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Megan Barth coming up next. We're going to take a look at the Sunday talk shows and what people have been talking about. Stay with us. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our commitment to you, and I thank you for joining in on the good fight to do what it takes. Yes, we can handle the truth. I believe that is the case. It is going to be some rough hoeing ahead because we've got some rough waters to get through, but I have confidence in we the people. 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, syndicated columnist, author, and speaker, joins us now. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great, Bill, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Hey, speaking of Thanksgiving, you know, we always love having you on because you help us remember, you know, our history, and we're so grateful for the gift that you so willingly share with us. And let's talk Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving wasn't always a welcome aspect of the American way of life, was it?
No, it was not. In fact, this is a great story. In the first Congress in 1789, and this is on the same day that Congress approved the first 12 constitutional amendments that would end up being 10, our Bill of Rights, but the states refused to ratify two of them. But anyway, on that very same day, because Congress had had a really good run, okay, they passed a lot of laws getting the government, in, you know, up and running, and they now passed these constitutional amendments, as they promised the people they would do. A representative in Congress by the name of Elias Boudinot thought, well, heck, we should really have, we should really acknowledge this. Mm-hmm. And he introduced a resolution in the House asking President Washington to, quote, recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God.
Wow.
Seems pretty simple, but it had the anti-federalists in Congress up in arms as being unconstitutional. And you have to remember that when the Constitution was, there was a fight over its ratification between the Federalists who wanted it ratified and the anti-Federalists who did not. They thought it gave too much power to the national government, and they were angry that it took a bunch of powers from the states that the states formerly possessed, and they gave them to this national government. So they lost that battle, and Congress, it was ratified, but they wanted to make sure that they had an anti-Federalist presence in the first Congress, so a bunch of them ran for Congress, and they were elected. So now we've got this fight in which they are saying, no, neither the national government nor the president has the power to create a national holiday, especially one with religious overtones, and certainly language in the proclamation that says, we need to acknowledge with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God. That's religious language for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so they're saying, wait a minute, no. Once again, you have taken away from the states a power that belongs to the states. What the anti-federalists in Congress were saying was, it is unconstitutional for the national government to do this, The state governments can do it. Each state should decide for itself whether it wants to proclaim a Thanksgiving holiday and what language, religious or otherwise, to include in that proclamation. So we had this big fight over its constitutionality. Did the national government have the power to do this or not? Finally, the Federalists in Congress won out, and both the House and Senate passed this resolution. Now it's up to President Washington whether or not to actually make it official by proclaiming it.
Mm-hmm. So let me just say this, if I might interject. I want everybody to take note that the resistance was even alive and well back then.
Yes, way back then. Only in America will we have this.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's the genius of our system, that you can object to that. You have this argument, you have this debate in Congress. That's what the politics is all about. The Federalists won out. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to Washington. And Washington is looking at the language on religion in the very first of those constitutional amendments that were passed that day. And he sees that what the First Amendment says regarding religion is that Congress may not pass a law establishing religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof,
mm-hmm.
meaning that Congress basically cannot establish a national religion.
This is the first test of the First Amendment and freedom of religion, right?
It absolutely was the first test.
Exactly.
It absolutely was. What Congress was, what the language says is Congress cannot establish a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can be Christians, we can be Buddhists, we can be Islamists, we can be Jews. The government can't favor one religion over the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so Washington is looking at this language, and it says the many signal favors of Almighty God. It doesn't say the signal favors of the Christian God or
mm-hmm.
the Jewish God or the Islamic God. It is religiously neutral. It
mm-hmm.
passes the First Amendment test in terms of religion. And so he decides, I actually agree with Boudinot that we should have this Thanksgiving proclamation. And also, one other thing, he wanted to make sure that the national government, this is a brand new government, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The people are somewhat suspicious of the government. They don't know it. They were more comfortable with their state and local governments, just like the anti-federalists were. And so Washington thought, I really need to remind the people through this proclamation that the national government is supreme,
mm-hmm.
that the national government is the law of the land, and it is the government that basically governs the whole country. So included in this proclamation that he added was language that asking God to, quote, render our national government a blessing to all of the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws. And therefore, okay, as we sit down for Thanksgiving dinner, okay, under the greatest government that has ever been produced in the world, a government that preserves our liberty, our freedom, our equality under the law, we should be thankful for the fact that we still have a government, for all its imperfections, a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws.
Well, I'll tell you, that is our goal. That remains, the focus here, even under the current administration and all the contention that has been taking place. Bruce, remind everybody of the two issues that, our burgeoning government decided to pass on initially and why we went from 12 to 10.
The first two, and this is kind of interesting, were over proportion of the representation in the House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They wanted to make sure that the government was that one member of the House didn't represent too many people, all right? Because that way the local issues would not be taken care of. If you represent thousands and thousands of people, you're not going to be in tune to the local issues. And so they didn't pass. The states refused to ratify that one. The other one, which is really amusing, is that the Second Amendment, which now is no longer ratified, said that Congress can't give itself a pay raise until there had been an intervening election. In other words, if Congress was able to give itself a pay raise anytime it wanted, okay,
mm-hmm.
then it could give itself a pay raise, and the people would not be able to weigh in on its how they felt about that pay raise. So and it's kind of surprising that the states did not ratify this,
mm-hmm.
but they did not ratify it. And so Congress was able to give itself a pay raise anytime it wanted. And then, long story short, a young student at the University of Texas was doing a paper on this, and he started this movement And it resulted in our constitutional amendment years later. It's called the Long Lost Amendment, in which that amendment was put into place, and Congress cannot give itself a pay raise until, or it won't take effect until there's been an intervening election. So people can weigh in on whether Congress deserves that pay raise.
Exactly. Well, there it is. It's a government up for by we the people, but we maintain that if we the people don't stand up and take their rightful position of authority, then the ruling elites just to get, they get to have fun at our expense, and this is what we're discovering every day as our history continues to be written. This is Bill Martinez, more from Bruce Kaufman after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the face. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, the one and only Bruce Kaufman continues. Bruce, what we love about history is it does give us an opportunity to look back. And so often we don't look back enough to appreciate the roots, particularly of just iconic holidays like Thanksgiving and all that it represents. It is amazing how it began and what it represents today with all the cultures. You know, I was talking with somebody else the other day when we were at church one Sunday, and the pastor asked, you know, kind of a raising of hands, just trying to get an idea of the different cultures that were in the sanctuary that day. And the sanctuary held about 1,200 people. And there were at least 170 different cultures represented at that one service. I mean, that is amazing when you think about the homogenization of the great American experiment, of the people who have come from all over this planet to enjoy freedom, to participate in this great American experiment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are a melting pot, and throughout, God, at least the last 100 years, more people have wanted to immigrate to this country than any other country in the world because it is the greatest country in the world. It is a democratic republic with a free market capitalist system, so you get a chance to better your life and you get a chance to have some voice in your government. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I mean, it connects with our rhyme and reason is humanity. You know, we know there is something about our God-given rights, whether or not they have a constitution themselves. They're, you know, I believe what Jefferson was able to tap into and become aware of was the inner compass, the DNA of humanity that drives us to this, like a beam, you know, it draws us to liberty. The idea that if we're going to enjoy and realize the fullness of our own lives, it's going to happen in freedom and in liberty.
We were founded on that principle. We were founded on two principles. The government was founded on two principles: protect liberty, and every American citizen has equal rights under the law. That was what we were. Those are the two foundational principles on which our government was established and our nation.
Well, this has been my frustration and my prayer as I look at it, Bruce, is that for all the contention that we're dealing with, it's because we've lost sight of that ultimate goal of what this is all about. This is not the Republican or Democratic Party and all this different partisanship. I mean, we've got to look at what is the most important thing that we can pursue. And for me, I believe it's liberty. The idea that you have the freedom to exercise your God-given right to pursue happiness, it is absolutely a brilliant enunciation and a clear reminder of what it's all about. And when we hold to that, that trajectory, that goal, that objective, it goes well for us, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And it's been really interesting what you used two words in what you just said: liberty and freedom. We're the only country in the world in which freedom is so important to us, liberty is so important to us, that we have two words to describe it.
Yeah. And the thing is, understanding where that comes from, our founding fathers knew that it wasn't government given, it was God given. And this is what the pilgrims realized when they were, being persecuted for, hundreds of years, and the family tradition went on and on, and they said, there's got to be a better way. And they're praying and seeking God, and God says, look, it's not going to happen here. You've got to get out of Dodge. And here they go with the Mayflower Compact. They come across the waters. We know the stories. Half of them died in the first year. It was absolutely devastating. And in order to, even with half of them dying, their discouragement was only to a certain level. They were able to look beyond the reality that half of them died. But they saw hope still. They saw that there was a remnant that was going to be able to fulfill and be an answer to the prayers that they had been, had been petitioning God with.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And again, one of the reasons why the first freedom in our First Amendment is religious freedom. Mm-hmm. That's not by accident. facts of it that the very First Amendment, the very first language, the very first freedom articulated in our very First Amendment is freedom of religion. Mm-hmm. That is because, as you say, the reason that they came, we came over, the pilgrims came over, was freedom of religion, liberty and freedom. But most of all, what drove them was the fact that they wanted to be able to worship God in their own way.
You know, and you consider the dramatic bookmarks in the history of man when there's been these incredible changes and alterings of the course of history. God has been at the center of it, Bruce. I don't know anything, any occurrence of any kind of magnitude where God has not been there.
Yeah. And again, Bill, this is why it just drives me crazy when people say this, because Jefferson talked about a separation of church and state, that the founding fathers did not want religion in the public square. All Jefferson was saying was exactly what the First Amendment was saying.
Yes.
By separation of church and state, he meant that the state cannot establish a national religion. That's all he was saying in saying that there should be separation of church and state. He was not saying that you can't have a nativity scene in the public square. All he was saying was that Christian religion, Islamic, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, the government cannot favor one religion over the other. That's it. That was the entire point that he was making in that. And everybody, all these people, mostly liberals, have reinterpreted that to say, no, we've got to get God out of the public square. That's ridiculous.
Well, the voice of the anti-federalists is still heard today, but we need to have the countering voice that knows what they know, that celebrates these God-given institutions, the blessings that we sing about, we pray about, and we've realized time and again that should be our focus. And this Thanksgiving, again, we're reminded what the pilgrims experienced. Bruce, we got about 3 minutes. Let's revisit that first Thanksgiving.
Well, very quickly, the first Thanksgiving was not, as conventional wisdom says, a bounteous feast, because the pilgrims were socialists. Mm-hmm. Okay, they thought that collective farming was the way to go. They thought that it doesn't matter how hard you worked, everybody got equal amounts of the fruit of the labor. Everybody got the same fruit, even though mm-hmm. one person labored more than the other. And then they realized one of the reasons why the first feast was not bounteous was because of that, and they switched to capitalism. Okay, and I'll give you here's how one of the leaders put it. They originally thought that, okay, taking away property and bringing in community was the way to go. Then they said, no, that's not working. He said, what we need to do is give each person a plot of land. You work the land. If you don't work it, you don't eat. And here's how Bradford described what is now what we would call capitalism, free market capitalism, fruits of your labor. This had very good success, for it made all hands industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any other means. In other words, socialism wasn't working, collective farming wasn't working. What we're going to go switch to is the fruit of your labor is yours, but you're going to have to do the labor first. And that worked out very well.
Right. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
And here it is. Not much has changed other than the socialists still keep wanting to push their ideas when the empirical evidence is clear and it proves that their way of economy and their way of government, no bueno.
Yeah, empirical evidence going all the way back to the pilgrims.
Thank God for the pilgrims. But this is why we look back to history. Not much has changed, really, when you think about it, Bruce, right?
Not much has changed at all, Bill.
Well,
capitalism, free market economies, fruit of your labor works a lot better than collective farming and socialism.
It's these God-given principles that he gives us. You know, I was talking with my pastor last night, and I said, I'm reminded again of Cain, you know, in the conversation with God. God tells Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, really, that's it, you know. And in doing right is following God's rules and his commandments, and I said, it's like the law of gravity. You know, the law of gravity is there. I think it's a clear indication. You violate the law of gravity, you're going to pay the price. Well, just like the law of gravity, there are clear-cut laws that God has established. And when we honor those laws, it goes well for us.
It does. It does, Bill.
Well, all the best for you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce Kaufman. Thank you so much, as always, for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, But over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Bill Martinez live.
All gone and fall apart and fall into these arms of mine. How can't you?
We're back with the Americas. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And guess who's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee? Yes, the one and only Clay Walker is back. Multi-platinum selling country music artist has had an impressive career spanning nearly 25 years. Of course, he'll deny it because it just seems like it was just all started yesterday. It just keeps on going. Well, he's here now to bring us up to date on his latest project, Celebrate the Important Role of Caregivers for Those Who Have Chronic Diseases. 2 decades ago, Clay was diagnosed with an incurable neurological disease, relapsing, remitting multiple sclerosis. Clay joins us now to thank all the caregivers and to share an update on his life, music, career, family, and his disease. Clay, good to have you back. How you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. It sounds like you just stole my whole monologue.
Well, did I? Hey, you got 25 years, you know. I know it probably all seems like a flash, right?
I got plenty left in the tank, buddy. Thank you so much, Bill.
No, I know you do.
It's great to catch back up with you. It's been we do this on a regular basis now, or at least an annual basis, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show and have a platform to share my story with those living with MS and their caregivers, and those who might deal with other diseases or issues. And I'm glad to be on here. It's been a great ride, been a great. Great 25 years in the music business and been an excellent journey with multiple sclerosis, especially starting out with the grim prognosis that I had. When I was first diagnosed, the doctor who diagnosed me told me that I would be in a wheelchair in 4 years and dead in 8, and we've obviously shattered that prognosis, or I wouldn't be here today. So I'm glad to be here.
Well, you've been such an inspiration, for our audience, Clay. I got to tell you, and our fans reacted so positively for what you had to share with them the last time you were on. And let's address that right now, and let's get an update. How are you feeling? How's everything going?
I'm feeling great. We've got our first studio album complete, first one in 7 years, and we'll have new music out just before Christmas. So the career's going great. I'll do 100 shows next year, which is no small feat for anyone, even if you don't have MS. I'm looking forward to that tour, and living with multiple sclerosis has never been better. My wife of 10 years and 12 years relationship we celebrated yesterday. We met in New York City 12 years ago, November 14th, and we just had our fourth child, Ezra Stephen, born a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So things are rocking along. My health is excellent. You know, I credit my education, for the past 20 years living with MS, my education that I've gained from different partnerships, like my neurologist, Jerry Walensky out of Houston,
mm-hmm.
My partnership with Teva, my partnership with my wife, Jessie. We've mapped out a road for me that has worked. I have not had a relapse in 19 straight years.
Wow.
I'm very active. You know, just last night I was foot racing my children through our house, and I cheat a little bit. I'll horse collar them a little bit when we take off.
It's only fair. It's only fair.
That's right. But it's a great life. And Bill, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that I don't live a fulfilled life. Every day I get up, I feel pretty good. Except this morning, I got up about 3:15 with baby Ezra sounding the alarm.
Yeah. Well, that's his job. That's his job right now. It's okay. We just got back from Hawaii. We're visiting the grandson. He's 15 months old, and we've been going through it with him. Little Jackson's running around. He's got all seven gears now. He found out how to go forward. For a while there, he was only going backwards. I told my daughter, I said, I think he's part lobster. That's all he knows. He just goes backwards. But he is jamming. He's nonstop. But you just when these little kids are running around like this, Clay, as you know, it's such a blessing. You know, you just thank God, and for you, first of all, in dealing with MS and getting the diagnosis, you had a choice to make. Was it going to kick your butt or were you going to kick its butt? And you dealt into it. You educated yourself. You surrounded yourself with people that could be an encouragement. And here you are. I mean, you got a blessed family, your wife. It's like Team Walker here is working for good in every direction. It's awesome.
Besides having a great support team, you have to be your own advocate as well. This is living with MS or any disease. It's important that you make the call, that you get all of the important data or information, and that you make the call. I was when baby Ezra was born a couple of weeks ago, we did the cord blood, where you send it off and they freeze the cord blood. And I was thinking, what's going to happen in 20 years? Where will we be? Where will we be in 10 or 20 years? And hopefully, what we're doing here, freezing this, is going to open up some avenues. But we just have to go with what we know at the moment. You can't guess with multiple sclerosis. I take medication 3 days a week, and I got to tell you, it's a blessing to have made the right choice.
Exactly.
And you can't do that without education. You can't do it without a team. And it feels so good, to not in a braggadocious way, but just to say I did it right, and I got it right. And that came with help. And, just like baby Jackson there, who's 15 months old, he needs help getting around, He needs help learning, this is hot, this is high, you can fall over here.
Right.
We educate, and when you're first diagnosed with MS, you're much like an infant. I mean, you literally feel that way because you don't know anything about MS because most people have never even heard of multiple sclerosis, like I was, So I was very much felt like that, but I can say that through these 20 years, it's been a great 20 years. I'm not in a wheelchair.
Right.
I'm not even close. And I live a very fulfilled life, and I can say that that's the goal right there. If you can live a fulfilled, authentic life with MS, then why not give it your best shot?
And here's the doctor who, you know, said that you should be in a wheelchair or even dead by now, there you are. I mean,
I think he just didn't like country music.
Yeah, well, well, I'm sure he's learning. I'm sure he's learning by now, Clay. Clay, I got to imagine sometimes that when you know feeling so good and you know everything's rolling along, it's humming and that. Do you sometimes forget that you even deal with MS, or is it just constantly there for you?
I do. You know, I did something the other day that I when I got diagnosed with MS, I think I started being careful physically.
Mm-hmm.
And to some degree, people have to, because there's a toe drop. It's with some people, there's a limb or two that are not in sync with the other ones. There's things that happen to people with MS, and then some people it doesn't happen to, for whatever rhyme or reason. But I'd gone through a period where there was some original damage done, you know, to my hip flexor and my right leg, and I just accepted it. You know, that's what happened in the first attack. And so even though I hadn't had a relapse in 19 years, there was still this residual effect from that. Well, I didn't stop there. A few years ago, I went to go see a PT, a neurophysical therapist, and she gave me some exercises, and she said, you know, this will help that. And I said, how long will it take? You know, a few months? She goes, no. She goes, right now.
Ooh,
and
wow.
I said, what?
Wow.
She's like, no. She was lay down right there. She says, lay on your side, and let me show you a couple things. And she did some things with me, and I got to tell you, my body responded in a way I just wouldn't even have been able to guess. And
wow, what a blessing.
I can tell you that through working with that, like, we have, you know, a couple levels to our house. I can run up those stairs.
Wow.
I walk up and run up. And
yeah, and you're chasing down baby Ezra now too. Amazing,
man. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, it's
absolutely
all good. Hey, we got to wrap it up right now. It's always a joy to be talking to you. I'm glad everything continues to go so well for your career, the way you're handling MS, the family. All the best. Congratulations on baby Ezra. Where can folks go for more information, Clay?
Follow me on Twitter. You'll find out everything you need to know right there.
There it is. Just that Walker. Simple. Clay Walker, the one, the only. Thanks, Clay. Take care. Have a great, great Christmas, huh?
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and look what we have for you. Ted Baer, surprise, surprise, CEO of Movie Guide. Ted is chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission Ministry and director of its Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. And you can go to movieguide.org for all the information that you need to know. Mr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing absolutely great. And, you know, if I'm talking to you, I mean, it just before we got on, you told me you loved me, and I was going to file a suit. Anyway, this is great, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Just so the record's clear, I do love Ted. He and I have been dear friends, and I think the world of him. He happened to hear the last part of a conversation I was having with my son, and so I always enjoy, you know, my parting words with him. I remind him that he is love. So that's what that's all about. So sometimes we need to do that. But in some cases, some of this love can be a little surfacey. And that's what is proven out from Hollywood to the Beltway, Ted. I mean, this has gotten ridiculous, hasn't it?
Well, I think, you know, on one hand, I sit here praising God for this. Mm-hmm. Factually, because, you know, but whatever the swamp is in Washington, my parents were in the entertainment industry of the 30s. My mother was a star. My father starred in 80 movies. I'm not going to go through all the sordid history of Hollywood going back to the 1890s. I can mention Fanny Arbuckle and others. But, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And for many, many years, nobody would speak up. And thank God that people are speaking up who've really been abused. Mm-hmm. Because like Harvey Weinstein, who had his hit list of 100 people to destroy and all of that, because this is a serious charge. And we might, by having this all exposed with Kevin Spacey and others, we might get to the point where Hollywood takes responsibility. And maybe they'll take responsibility in their movies and their television programs. That said, you know, I think the joke that we made at the beginning, the joke right now is every day we're reading articles about, 93-year-old George Bush. Is that he 93 or 91, putting his hand on somebody's back and that being abused? Now, this is, and the girl was, excuse me, but she wasn't the most beautiful Miss America candidate in the world. So I don't think she realized that a 90-year-old man is not in that position. I'm 71. You know, my wife's been on chemotherapy for 22 years. I don't think this is the motivating factor for everybody. So I think there is an excessive part of it, and I've been watching all these places on news and everything else. And these people, really, one of them said, you know, that at least I'm getting, I would trade the money that I was going to get to be paid off for the, you know, for the ability to get the word out. And I'm thinking, they just want fame.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're really using the media to promote their career. And that's got to stop, too.
Yes, and some of this, Ted, and there really is. And the other side may be also, like I was listening to one of the victims, and of course, you know, you're sad to hear this story, but all of a sudden then it's
an awful story.
It's terrible. But, you know, part of this, when you are dealing with the truth, is make sure it is the truth as best you know how. Don't let it become an excuse for everything that didn't go right in your life because of this. That may be the case. It may not be the case. But hopefully you're honest enough in dealing with this, because if you're really going to be, you know, come to any sense of redemption and realization of what has happened to you, then you have to be brutally, brutally honest and accept, you know, responsibility where it is, and let the responsibility be where it needs to be. And let's not get carried away. But I like you, I'm very optimistic. I think this is a golden opportunity for Hollywood and for our leaders in Washington, D.C. to confront this issue, because they've got issues of their own after we found out that $15 million, Dr. Ted, of the people's money has been used to cover their indiscretions.
And, of course, it's been so bad that it's just been in the periphery that people have hid whole sordid places. I don't even want to say it on your radio program, where people have been doing just sordid deeds. But it's reflected in the entertainment. It's reflected in entertainment that is leading our children astray. You know, one of the, you asked me about Thanksgiving movies, and one of the horrible movies is, you know, about pedophilia. And I'm going, how could you possibly release a movie about pedophilia on Thanksgiving? And everybody says this is an Academy Award winner. That's what has to stop. That's what has to change in Hollywood.
Well, and you, as you mentioned, some of this stuff started to come out. I mean, Corey Feldman has been saying for years, after what happened to his good friend Corey Haim, who finally succumbed to his depression and all that he had been dealing with relevant to being abused as a young man. And Corey Feldman told Barbara Walters years ago that this was an everyday circumstance. She couldn't believe it. She go, I cannot believe you are accusing people in Hollywood of these kind of misdeeds. And Corey Feldman didn't flinch whatsoever. He said, that's exactly the case. And that's been sitting out there. So the entertainment industry, we the people, we've all decided to shrug and ignore it. We've heard these things, the casting couch on down the line. We've had presidents in the Oval Office doing their misdeeds, and here we are. I mean, America has paid a price for it. Now, are we willing to do what it takes to confront the truth and say, okay, we're going to be a different America in the 21st century?
I think we might be. I think we've got a lot of hope out of this, and I think it's an answer to prayer to clean up another area that desperately needs responsibility.
And, Ted, I don't want to underestimate this. People need to really get their brain and their hearts around the idea that this is a difficult situation. This is not going to be easy. This is very painful. I mean, you're hearing these women speak, and it breaks your heart to hear what they've endured and what they've carried, you know, for, you know, decades, what they've carried in their various spirits. And so for them to evacuate and get all these emotions out of the way, the only thing I can think that's going to really solve this problem is God himself. We need to bring God into the center of this. I know some people might, you know, bristle a little bit, but let me tell you, man has been trying to resolve this issue for ages, and right now our brain trust in D.C., all they can come up with is $15 million to pay people to be quiet, and the media to carry the water and propagandize and politicize these things and call them bimbo eruptions and one thing or another. But it's like, okay, if we're going to get serious, let's really clean this thing up. But if we are, then we need to make sure God is in the center to resolve this truly.
I think it's, as I said at the beginning, we have to be thankful that God has moved to change the industry enough that people are willing to speak up, and that's good news.
Now, the rest of us, are we willing, you know, as Jack Nicholson said, you know, can we handle the truth? Are we willing to do what it takes? Because the difference from where the truth is and where we've been living, boy, that's pain. We got a pain differential to deal with here.
The truth is, you know, I used to be with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, although I grew up in the entertainment industry. And one of my sons is a U.S. attorney in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And the other side of this, and we hinted it at the beginning, is that a person is not guilty until, you know, proven guilty either in a court of law or, mm-hmm. or admits to their guilt.
Unless you're running for Senate.
There's going to be a lot of accusations going on here and things like that, that you have to wait to make judgment. You can't have people tried in the press and expect you know, the truth to come out. There are a lot of people now who can't get jobs, and who are they, and what are they doing, and did their life change? Did they change their whole behavior? There's a lot of unanswered questions. This is a very complex. So when you say about truth, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. So Jesus is the only truth that we can rely on. And beside that, we've got to find and search out the truth.
Well, there it is. It's going to be found at the cross. And I pray that people will, their hearts would be receptive to that. And Ted, could you imagine the revival that would be ignited? It'd be a perfect time, you know, as we come upon the 100th birthday of Billy Graham. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of interviews on this, and one interview was with Sky News, and another interview was with the most popular program on Sirius FM, and I didn't realize that the co-host was a different lifestyle than most of us who have faith in Jesus Christ,
right.
And I came to my faith in Jesus Christ late in life, and when I was in my late 20s, so, you know, I came out of the dark side, but I said the Bible talks about exposing the fruitless works of darkness. It's not until you expose the fruitless works of darkness that you start to get the ability for the light to shine in the darkness and for the light to make a difference, and that's what happened to me. It happens to a lot of people.
Exactly.
It happened to some very famous people, and the host of the program on Sirius FM said, let me ask my co-host, who is of a different persuasion,
right.
And he said, you're absolutely right. This is exactly what we need. Yeah. We need to expose all this abuse, no matter whether it's left, white, green, left, whatever it is. So it's a good thing. The exposure is good if people talk about Jesus, and that's what you're doing.
That's the answer. Well, we've got about a minute left here. Families coming together for Thanksgiving. Unlike what happened back in 2013 when President Obama said, hey, I want you to talk politics. I want you to really mix it up there over Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not sure we need any encouragement. There needs to be maybe some rules of engagement so that we can truly be thankful and enjoy our family time together. What do you think? About 30 seconds left here.
Oh, we have so much to be thankful for, and I'm thankful for the fact that one of the best stories of the birth of Jesus has come out. It's called The Star. It's got an A on cinema score rating. That means everybody loves it. The man who invented Christmas, about Charles Dickens and writing the story of The Christmas Carol about Scrooge, is a great movie. There are great movies coming out that are focused on Jesus. What a better thing to do on Thanksgiving than thank God for the birth of Jesus, which is coming up at Christmas by going to see The Star. Lots of good things to do.
Dr. Ted Baer, CEO of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Have a great Thanksgiving. God bless. Bye-bye.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.